VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Lion Air flight with 188 people on board crashed into the sea just minutes after taking off today from Indonesia's capital. The crash is the worst airline disaster in Indonesia since AirAsia flight killed 162. That was in 2014. An interfaith memorial service held late on Sunday in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a gunman killed 11 worshipers in a synagogue. The Catholic Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, says any attack is horrible, but this one in Pittsburgh amplified.
A violent attack on people who are at prayer in a sanctuary that's characterized by peace and unity is worse, and a violent attack upon a people, the Jewish people, who have suffered for centuries adds to the degradation and horror.
President Trump offered his prayers for the people affected and said these kinds of incidents point to the need for armed guards and houses of worship.
So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
Joshua Davidson is the senior rabbi of the Congregation Emmanuel in New York City.
This attack proves once again the desperate need for meaningful gun safety legislation. It proves once again the enduring menace of the world's oldest hatred.
The suspect, Robert Bowers, has a history of posting anti-Semitic messages online, has been charged with federal hate crime statutes. The deadly Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has claimed nearly 170 lives, that since August, with a second wave sweeping through the city of Beni. Many of those affected are children under the age of 10. This is VOA News. Jair Bolsonaro has won Brazil's presidential election, raising fears of a rollback of civil rights and free speech. With nearly all the ballots counted, Bolsonaro, the Social Liberal Party, won about 55% of the voting on Sunday's runoff. His left-leaning opponent, Fernando Haddad of the Workers' Party, took 45%. Mark Jones is a Latin American scholar at Rice University.
Without question, this was far more a vote against the Brazilian political establishment than a vote for Jair Bolsonaro. And it's also important to place into the context where people were given effectively two suboptimal choices. That is, Fernando Haddad, who is seen as too far to the left and too linked to the corrupt establishment, and Jair Bolsonaro, who was linked essentially to a host of statements in the past that were homophobic, misogynistic, racist, and there's really someone that people are uncertain about what he's going to do once in office.
Many people supported Bolsonaro from the business community because of his three market explanations. Chinese or Christian, that is, evangelicals also support Bolsonaro's promise to end sex education in schools, keep abortion illegal, and end same-sex marriage. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's coalition government suffered another political setback with elections resulting in the state of Hesse over the weekend. Merkel's Christian Democrats came in first, but with a much reduced majority of 27%, a drop of more than 11% since 2013. It followed the Bavarian state election results showing a similar sharp drop in support for the coalition partner, the Christian Social Union Party. In Sri Lanka, one person was killed when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum ministry. On Friday, the president had fired the prime minister and swore in ex-president Mahinda Rajapaksa to replace him, with claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. Parliamentarian Jayampati Wickramahatne denounced the move.
That the president can remove the prime minister, only for the sake of argument. But even then, he can't do it arbitrarily. He can only do it then if the prime minister has lost his majority in parliament.
The United States has urged all sides to refrain from violence and called for parliament to be reconvened to confirm, as well as affirm who will be leading the government in the days ahead. Another year, another World Series baseball celebration at Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles by a team that was not the Dodgers. It was almost too much to take for Los Angeles fans who watched the Boston Red Sox take the series in 5 games Sunday by winning 5-1. Same score for the Houston Astros series, clinching a win last year. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.